Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That's right, baby. The drive is live, and we are live here once again. We're in spring. We're at Walk-On's. And listen, I lied. I said I've never been to Walk-On's, but I forgot. We did come here a couple of years ago, not to this location, but we went to another one around the city. They've got multiple ones. I think we were one in Katy, and that was the first time I've been there. But the menu is excellent. This seems like right down your alley, Clint, of the mix of the sports bar with the Cajun feel. It's a good time to be had out here. You got a chance to do a whole bunch, man. As soon as you walk in the door, you use the QR code and you can enter the ultimate tailgate. We do it each and every year where at the end of the season you could be in the suite with us for the game against the Colts. Also, you got a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, much more. All you got to do is use that QR code to enter our ultimate tailgate. They got a Danielle Hunter football, autographed football that you can win later on. We're closer to Tom Ball, so this one feels good. You got a free oil change from Tom Ball Ford. You got four gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors and future Texans tickets you can win in the 5 o'clock hour, man. A lot to get to.
Yeah, today. Look, the giveaways are always worth making the trip, but when you couple the weather right now, the fact that we're at Walk-On's, and that level giveaways across the board, it's hard to not think, boy, if you're just sitting steady right now somewhere within 30 minutes or so of where we're at, it's hard for me to justify you not easing on up here and joining in here, man. There's some spots at the bar. There's some tables right here in front of us. Come on through, man, and hang out.
No, yeah, make your way on out here, man. It's gonna be a good time being had out here. All right, we were just doing the crosstalk with the fellas from In the Loop, and Clint, a staple on their show is confessions, and I got a confession, Clint.
Okay.
No, it's not sexual, Matt. I have a confession though.
Hold on, so
I'm watching Tyler and Clint. I'm watching Carson Wentz last night. And I'm thinking to myself, Clint, boy,
I'm gonna vomit.
I hope but also, I hope to God that isn't the C.J. Stroud that we're looking at. I hope that isn't going to be what we're talking. And what I mean by C.J. Stroud is, if you remember, Carson Wentz tricked us for about 2 to 3 years. You remember that 3 year period where Carson Wentz was right up there talking about
he was an MVP candidate.
He finished third. Yeah, okay, he finished third in the MVP.
I see where you're going.
Right, he finished third in the MVP. Then he had a year where then he got injured. That kind of even the next year he was all right. I mean he had a 3 year period. I think he had 81 touchdown passes to 21 interceptions. He was an All Pro that 1 year as well. He made the Pro Bowl 2 out of those 3 years. Comeback Player of the Year. And then after that, Clinton Tyler, he just then became the Carson Wentz that we now know and understand.
In a horror movie.
And I just hope that this isn't a trick, that C.J. Stroud hadn't tricked us. And I really hope he pulls it together. Because year one, and even last year, man, it wasn't great. But clearly you could look and see, hey, man, there were things that were going to make it difficult for anybody. And he survived a lot of the issues last year. Obviously, he played a part in it, but he survived a lot of the issues. But, Clint, I'm watching it. I'm hoping this ain't just a flash in the pan type of deal. And all of a sudden, you know, that 1 year or 2 years he had that he looked like he was going to be the next, you know, elite-level quarterback the way Carson Wentz did. And then that was just a mirage. I hope that's not what we're seeing.
Well, I mean, I hope it's not what we're seeing as well. But the reality of it is this is a culmination of a lot of things, right? I mean, this ultimately is that he has been failed. Unless they just do a 180 and take off and get to 10 wins and get to the second round of the play. I mean, he has been failed by the organization, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, in putting a supporting cast around him of coaches to start with and players, secondly. I think he's been failed in that department. And so I think that plays a factor. I think there's also part of it is, you know, C.J. Stroud is there now that he knows more, right? You come in as a young rookie that you're so coachable, man. You just want to be a starter and you just want to win a couple of games and you just want to play well, and you'll do anything that you're coached to do in that particular moment, right? And then the longer you get in the tooth, the more you think you got this thing figured out, and the more that you feel like you should be doing things a certain way, and maybe you're a little resistant to some coaching, which I think is failing, but you're still resistant to coaching, so you got a different dynamic in that building. And then there's always the possibility that you're talking about, like, dude just had a really good first year, and once they got film on him, the inability to adjust, the inability to move the target and always play the game differently and keep the edge, he just doesn't have it. Right? The leadership piece, you know, it's different from being a rookie to where you're at right now. It's definitely going to be different when you get paid a bigger contract. Doesn't seem like he has that piece either. And so, yeah, there's several things at play here, Ron. But to your point, the Carson Wentz,
you're talking year two where it was like,
yeah,
this guy was leading the MVP before he tore his ACL late in that year. And then Tom Brady took it. And then even the next year, you know, I think over the next 2 years, he played pretty well and looked like he was on his way to being one of the best young quarterbacks in football. And then all of a sudden, we just saw a drop off. And, you know, and to be honest, the Doug Peterson situation late, it was not exactly – there's some people in Philly who said maybe he was failed as well with the Doug Peterson situation. So – I'm not saying he is that, but I'm watching it and I'm thinking, man, Carson Wentz really tricked us early. Oh, I mean, we really thought that dude was going to be one of the next best quarterbacks in the game, and he didn't. But I know for you, I know you had a thought about CJ coming into this game anyway, with what he has to do in terms of making ownership, making the decision makers feel a certain way about him leading into the rest of this season, going to his contract potential could be he could get a new contract after this year. He's eligible at that point.
Well, look, we've talked a lot about the Texans being at a crossroads, and I think – or a fork in the road, if you will. I think C.J. Stroud's at a fork in the road as well. You know, I think C.J.'s got to view this thing in a more selfish manner. And not that he isn't already doing so, I don't know, but he's got to view this thing in a little bit more selfish manner. He's got to do everything that he can, and all of the focus needs to be on him doing everything he can to prove and convince D'Amico Ryans and the McNair family that he's the guy, right? Forget about winning. I don't care if you win four games this year. You've got to go out there, and from a quarterback perspective, you've got to prove that you can handle adversity. You got to prove that you can play the position at an efficient level and not be the reason why you're losing games, right? When I watch that C.J. Stroud film, I mean, it's simple. He is doing the exact opposite right now. He's doing everything that he possibly can. While I acknowledge he's under some very tough circumstances, I get that. But he's doing everything he can to prove that he's not the guy and that he can't handle the pressure of things not being perfect around him, right? I'm talking about very basic not getting through progressions. We talked about that yesterday, not getting through progressions and getting the ball out on the backside, not feeling the pocket and just being able to navigate the pocket naturally. Hey, the pocket says you should kind of drift to your left, and if you drift to your left, there's a wide open receiver right there you could dump the ball to. He's not doing that. Obvious reads, Ron, obvious reads of, hey, man, it's cover two. There's a hard corner and a high safety, right? You cannot throw Dalton Schultz on an out route into that corner. You can't do it. Pre-snap, before the ball's ever snapped, it tells you that. That's high school. And he's somehow throwing the out route into Dalton Schultz. I mean, into the hard corner. You just can't do it. He'll come to the line of scrimmage, and it's clearly cover two. He clearly should be working over the middle of the field. And he's maybe getting there, but he's getting there late where he should get there right now. And last but not least, let's forget about being a fixer that you talked about. That's reserved for tier one guys. Let's forget about that part. Let's just talk about as a quarterback, right, doing for your team that every quarterback that's worth a damn does on Sundays and Saturday for that matter. Stand in there, and when you've got an open receiver, deliver the football and take one on the chin. Deliver the football as you're getting hit and throw a strike. And I'm not even talking about a tight window throw or some kind of man-to-man situation. I'm talking about, again, you come to the line of scrimmage, it's cover two. It's obvious that at the snap of the ball, the linebacker bails to hard right, and you've got an in-cut to your left. Get your foot in the ground, lay that in that hole, and take the hit. You got to take the hit. He's not making that level throw either, and he's convincing these guys he's damn sure not getting a contract after year three.
Yeah.
But the question is do you get one after year four? Is there a future in Houston for C.J. Stroud with D'Amico Ryans?
So you're saying you think he's starting to be at a crossroads right now in terms of his future here with
absolutely.
The Texans?
Absolutely. He's at a fork in the road. You can keep being the good guy. You can keep saying the right things. You can keep just, you know, biting your tongue and sitting on the sideline with that long face when you're getting your ass kicked. Or you can take the bull by the horns and demand that some things change, and you start playing a different brand of quarterback and focusing on, hey, man, I got to stand in here and take this hit and deliver this football. Forget all the other stuff. Forget trying to communicate the protections, because that's clearly not working. Forget about, you know, trying to death by a thousand cuts and all that. Just get back to playing with your instincts and making big boy throws and doing, you know, quarterback things at an elite level. He's just, it's all consuming him, and it's all bad. It's just snowball rolling downhill, and it's not a good look for him. I think he's got to focus more on himself and less on the team and less on winning.
I think more in the fan base are getting here, and I think, to your point, more of the actual decision makers on his future are looking at this. Hey, I know that you're probably not put in the best situation. Yeah, you're not living in the Jared Goff world. You're not living in the Patrick Mahomes world. You know, this year, you're not living in some of these guys who have a lot around them. But it isn't just everything around you. There are some things that you are doing that we got to take a look at and say, yo, hey, that's got to improve. And I think just laid some of them out, because – Clint, once he gets paid, it's not like it's going to be easier for you to get really great talent around him. It's going to be easier to fix it once he gets paid.
I mean, the last 2 years, he's cut that pay. Whatever that pay is, he's cut in half.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day. I understand why he is where he is at. I've been there, like totally overwhelmed, and you're trying to do what everybody else wants you to do. I mean, all the way down to what D'Amico keeps saying, one play at a time, put the, you know, erase it, next play, do your job. Forget all that crap. We've seen this guy play at an extremely high level. Whatever his mindset was and the frame of mind was when he was doing that, do it. We've seen him play with great instincts. He doesn't need much room in the pocket to deliver the football. The throws I'm talking about, guys barreling down on him, he should be one of, technically and mechanically, the way he throws the football, he could potentially be one of the best, if not the best in the league at it. He gets the ball out so quick with so much power and so much accuracy, but he's not even like doing that at a level. The things he does naturally and instinctually, he's not doing those things. And I think it's because he's just consumed with playing the style of football that Nick Caley wants. And then, you know, worrying about getting the perfect protection and then worrying about, you know, what I've said, working low to high and worrying about, you know, being so calculated. And it's just a roller coaster for him right now. He's got to get back to a point for himself. Now, I think the team gets better if he does it, but he's got to get to a point for himself where, you know, he's doing what CJ can do well, and if that's good enough to win, then great. If not, then, you know, they need to go find more receivers. They need to find a new offensive coordinator. Or they need to, you know.
I get where you're going.
Right there, now, there he's was, the tip of the spear that's not good.
There was – after year one, they said, we found it. We found it.
Right.
And at this point, Clint, there has to be conversations upstairs. You know, well, what do we have? Like they've got to be potential, at least having that conversation.
Well, I think the conversation goes from, it depends on what they feel of D'Amico, what his future looks like here beyond, you know, and obviously it's early to tell us. They're 2-4 after two great seasons, so I'm not saying D'Amico's job is on the line. I'm just saying I think the future of CJ strongly depends on the future of D'Amico Ryans. And if D'Amico Ryans doesn't feel like you're the leader that he needs offensively, which I think it's blatantly obvious, even to the biggest C.J. Stroud fans out there, that this offense lacks leadership, period. I mean, just anybody that'll right the ship from the O.C. all the way down. You know, that. But I believe that ship has sailed. I think D'Amico knows who that guy is and who that guy isn't, right?
Yeah.
More importantly, who he isn't. But, like, you got to be able to go out there as a quarterback and physically – and mentally give me a chance to win some football games, especially when the defense is as good as this one is.
All right, hey, Texan fans, your Houston area Ford dealers are unveiling a Texans life-size bobblehead at 10:30 Sunday before the game. Who could it be? It may be JJ, maybe Andre, maybe Toro. Who the hell knows? Maybe Owen Daniels. I just added that one in. Just cruise over to the big blue Ford container at Boulevard to find out. And while you're there, take some photos and register to win prizes. We'll be there. Will you? Ford is the best in Texas. Coming up, the injury report, at least what we have reported, is out. We'll let you know the latest on Nico Collins and Christian Kirk. And we'll look at the important matchups for this important game between the Texans and the Ford.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
49ers.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, yes, it is a Football Friday. I didn't make you nervous. I didn't. She turned around and shot me and looked like she was surprised I was talking. No, it is
Nick's
a
all nervous.
There we go. There you go, Dusty. A Football Friday here live. We are in Spring at Walk-Ons. Come on out and join us. Great food, great drinks. It is a Friday, so make your way on out. There are plenty of prizes to win, including future Texans tickets to a game this year, autographed football from Danielle Hunter, 4 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, much, much more. And I would urge, if you are walking in or you're in the building, use that QR code and enter that Ultimate Tailgate where you can win a $1,000 gift card. My man getting up right now, he's straight up into Rockets gear. And my man, he going to get that QR code from here? Look at that. Got it from the seat, Jack. Shout out to our guys and our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Oh boy! Oh man!
I can smell that one from here, baby.
I didn't even say it. Why not? Huh? Why not?
Hey. Somebody rip one.
I got a cute glass and everything.
That looks refreshing.
It is. I'm about to smash it.
One of them frozen pink drinks.
Sorry, I didn't. I listen. Somebody didn't order this for me. I did not ask for it now, but I sure as hell will take it down. Though I tell you, you know it is. But no, make your way on out here. And enjoy yourself with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Clint, the injury report is not officially out, and I know Tyler and Cheryl will work hard when that comes out. But what we do have from any report, and I saw this from DJ Bieniemy, Aaron Wilson as well, Texans receivers, Nico Collins, concussion, Christian Kirk, hamstring, once again did not practice, and they have not practiced all week, and they are not slated to play on Sunday against the 49ers, according to Aaron Wilson in this report, Clint. So not a real surprise. If they're not making on Friday, which is generally a walkthrough, that's really a bad sign for their chance to play. I know Derek Stingley did it earlier this year, but concussion, hamstring, not confident of them getting the concussion. You got to get cleared, first off, and clearly maybe that hasn't occurred if he's not even been on the field yet, and then the hamstring. After missing a game last week, it doesn't bode well for them playing, and it looks like they will not.
Yeah, look, the depth is, it was a major problem coming into this thing.
Yeah,
and now you know it's ultimately been a problem all year, but now you lose the one playmaker that you have, and so it's going to be up to Nick Caley to get real creative on that side of the ball.
Real quick, because I do want to get to the keys here, and I want to hear your keys, some of your important matchups to this game. But Tyler and Clint, let's do an exercise. You with me, Tyler?
Always.
I know you're with me. All right, on a count of three, as we see, there's no Nico and no Christian Kirk. on a count of three, I want you all to just name this team's number one weapon on offense. On a count of three. One, two, three. Woody Marks. Nobody participated. Just let's try it again. On a count of three. I want you to name. I want you to just say
it. I froze up, man. I ain't even going to lie.
I mean, it's such a bad question. I thought you were talking about Christian. I almost said Christian McCaffrey. I thought you were talking about the 49ers.
On the Texans. Did you two freeze up because you didn't have an answer?
Oh, I was about to say Nico, and then I was like, well, he's probably means outside of
That's playing. That's playing right, Sunday. Right. Name the Texans' number one weapon. One, two, three.
Tydus Howard.
No, it's got to be Dalton Schultz, right?
Is it? You got it as Dalton Schultz?
Okay. That's who I would go with.
To me, if I'm saying who do I want to get the ball in hand that has the best chance to make plays, I would say probably Woody Marks. Maybe Noel.
I mean,
I'd say Woody Marks either in the passing game, running game. To me, at this point, by the way, that's the scary thing. We got Tyler saying a tackle. Like, this is Alabama, and they're doing it with that kid. We got Clint going Dalton Schultz, somebody he just warmed up to in the last 3 months.
Yeah, me and Dalton Schultz.
Check that month and a half. And then I got a rookie in Woody Marks that could not get a yard last week. I mean, that is just a scary proposition. As you just said, it's up to Nick Caley. And we on this show, The Drive, best weapon in the game, we got a tackle, a rookie running back, and a tight end.
Yeah, I mean, it's –
yeah.
This is what these guys signed up for. This is what the smartest guys in the room signed up for. You went out and you skimped on, you know, rebuilding the offensive line. You skimped on putting weapons around a quarterback. And you know, a couple of injuries, which, I mean, if you ask them, they'll talk about – you know, the injury to Brevin Jordan and the injury to Cade Stover and the injury to Christian Kirk and all those are obviously, as a whole, that's an issue. But when you look at it, none of those guys should have been players that make or break your season.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's you could lose anybody but Nico on this offense, and I think you'd have at least let's be honest, you ain't had much of a chance anyway, but you'd have a chance to go make some plays, and you've found a way to lose that guy.
All right, let's look at matchups here real quick for the Texans. When the Texans have the ball, Clint, what are you looking at? What are you keying on? What should Texans fans be watching as a really key matchup when the Texans are on offense?
I think it's the biggest key in the game. And if we're talking about whether they have a chance to win the game or not, I think it's the biggest key in the game. I think it's Jalen Noel. And whether they put him outside and he's up against some corners that have been banged up, by the way, or he's in the slot and, you know, he's working on a guy like Upton Stout, who, by the way, I believe is a North Shore Mustang, I believe. But that, you know, that matchup, wherever they choose and however they use Jalen Noel, I think he's the one that's got the ability to make plays. He's the one that's got the ability to create space. He's the one that's got the ability to be an inside or outside wide receiver. He can help you in a screen game. As I've said before, I think you can put him in the backfield and toss it to him. I think you can put him in the backfield and swing screen. I think you could do some stuff out of the backfield with him and get him matched up on linebackers with the H post and the return routes and things. So there's a lot you can do with him. He's got to be a huge piece of what the Texans are planning to do this week.
Yeah, absolutely has to. All right, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up, a lot of what we talked about and heard about this week was the disappointment of defensively. It seems like the game plan that they had during the week just was thrown out the window once these guys got on the field. And Derek Stingley spoke, and you don't want to miss what he had to say in regards to the coverage of Jackson Smith and Jigba. We'll let you hear that coming up.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the other side.
This is drive time, isn't it? Back in Houston.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. I can tell, man. I can already feel it, Tyler. This is going to be a fun time out here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. And if you're trying to figure out where we're in spring. We're in spring at Walk-On's, and somebody had ordered me a little. Hey, and I'm all right, baby. You can see me here on YouTube and Twitch. I got me a little look like a little martini. I just saw somebody
you got
else.
Got him a little pink drink in a martini glass. Drink.
Somebody picked up. I saw somebody just order themselves another one. I just saw that run out. It's a beautiful time out here. It's going to be a great time out here, and you got a chance to win several prizes as well once you make your way on out here. It's always fun on a football Friday. I didn't want to forget, if you're in the building and you want to continue our glass series, you got a chance to win. Or not even win, you can come up and grab one. The first 50 guests here, if you have not gotten the glass of Area 45 right there for you, it's you can ask any of our promo staff or just walk right up on the table. And
I'm going to have to grab me one. I don't have one of those.
Do you have that one, Tyler?
I don't.
Do you need that one, Tyler?
The only one I need is In the Loop, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're SOL on that one. But
yeah, because y'all forgot.
I don't think I was here.
Ron had a lot going on. You actually were. It was that day that you worked.
Oh.
Told me multiple times.
It was two Fridays ago.
Oh yeah. Well yeah.
It's all good though. I'm used to it.
That was on me. I'll take it. I'll take this one. I know. Every time I do it the right way, Ron takes the credit. But when it's done wrong, I'll take the credit. I mean, I'll wear it, man. It's on me.
I normally would, But you're right. On that day, in the loop, that lapsed my mind.
That'd be messy of me to blame it on Ron on that day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that had lapsed my mind. But you can come on out and get one Area 45. My guy right here looks like an Oregon Duck fan in the building. He is putting his name in there. And he may have a chance to win one of our multiple prizes today. All right, Clint, I know this jumped out to you when you heard this. And all week we've heard a lot. D'Amico, and you can understand as a head coach, you'd be frustrated that multiple things that you went over in the week just didn't come to fruition on the field. And it almost, and as you watch the film, it's almost hard to understand how they went so far away from whatever the game plan was.
I made a mistake yesterday, and I said I believe D'Amico. Clearly, he's out of pocket.
Is he? All right. Well, let's hear Derek Stingley. Here's Derek Stingley. He spoke to the media and kind of went into the game plan and what happened with the game against Seattle against their number one receiver, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I feel like any corner, likes to be at the line. But I'll never do nothing outside of what the play call is. So from the play call tell me to be off, I'm gonna be off.
And that includes shadowing as well?
It includes everything. I can't go out there and do my own thing. So, and I've never done that. That's not who I am.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing is this would be a non-factor if you were 4-2. This would be water under the bridge, water off a duck's back, however you want to couch it.
Wouldn't he be talked about?
Would not be a problem whatsoever if you were 4-2, 5-1, as the Texans have been, in the past in terms of winning games. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, how important these games were and how if you fall to 2-4 and if you fall to a point in the season where, hey, man, it's ugly. It's not just a bad start or it's not just a, hey, man, we can rebound type situation. It gets ugly. This is the kind of stuff that you have to all of a sudden as a head coach handle and navigate. And I'll be honest with you, D'Amico is struggling right now.
Well, Clint, I mean, this is
my decision.
This is the second time that he is clearly in any kind of way held somebody accountable. Not just the second time, it's happened a lot, but he's held CJ accountable and said things went a certain way. He's held his corners accountable, which would include Derek Stingley Jr., and said our game plan was to do this. It's frustrating that we work on something during the week and it doesn't get executed on the field. And we have now heard C.J. Stroud and Derek Stingley Jr. say, like hell, I'm just going to ride down here and sit down and act like it was me that wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. He made it very clear, hey, Jack, I don't do nothing that ain't what the play is supposed to be. I ain't do that, Jack. He ain't be talking to me, but he got to be because you was the one predominantly on Jackson Smith the Jigba. The touchdown was caught that he caught was on you. There are multiple plays that was on him. Like that is there's a major disconnect there, and there's something there, Clint, where the players are like, no, man, I'm not just falling to this. No, it wasn't on me. That is not what the game plan was supposed to be.
Well, I mean, you look at a lot of it is misinterpreted, not from the coach. I'm just about the film from a perspective of like, I mean, the touchdown to Jackson Smith and Jigba was clearly quarters coverage. I mean, that was a zone coverage, and it was more about Jalen Petrie chasing the over route too far that opened up that window. It wasn't he was playing soft and it was man and you couldn't. But the point is it's less about the film and it's more about the back and forth and what this coaching staff and this organization has done time and time again. The consistent overkill manner of which they blame the players on not being coachable ultimately is a real problem, right? One, it's your responsibility. I mean, we're on the second season of players not being coachable ultimately, right? And it's
L staff. I guess that's what Bobby supposedly was.
Well, yeah, Bobby didn't communicate well, whatever. But Bobby would stand up there and tell us how we all we got to do is execute. These guys ain't doing what they're doing all week long, not doing it on the field. But you look, it's an overkill manner. And I think earlier in the year, I think I mentioned it more as a crutch. But it, when you're 2-4, it takes on a different life, yeah. Right? When you're 2-4, and all of a sudden you're clearly the messaging from you and your star cornerback is different. Clearly the messaging from your quarterback and your star quarterback is totally different. Like, that's coming from somewhere, and it takes on a life of its own when you're 2-4. You say people say what they want. It's just the reality of being 2-4 is a different waters to navigate, right? The indirectly calling out C.J. Stroud, not being on the same page, indirectly calling out Derek Stingley that we just highlighted. Like, these things are.
This is the second time this week. C.J. said, yeah. No, that's not how.
Yeah, it's one of those things that this, for what it's worth, make of it what you want, but these are the kind of things that being 2-4 that I've been talking about that you all of a sudden have to deal with versus.
I don't know. Maybe it's not because you've been in locker rooms, you've been in situations like this. I just find it interesting with a coach who is so respected, Clint, and is thought of as a player's coach, and a guy that's one of the big things is his communication. He's a people person, and cats love to play for D'Amico, and I'm not saying that's over, but I mean. This is how they're going about it to the media in public.
Right.
It is clearly not just rainbows and sunshine right. inside there.
Well, it's the adversity test everybody, and you know Nick Caserio doesn't have 6 championships to lean on, and when he's talking about move on to the next, do your job, next snap. Like, you don't have 6 Super Bowls to lean on, so it hits a little different coming from him. Like, you look at D'Amico right now, and beyond putting a great defense on the field, the offense has been in steady decline and has gotten further and further away from being a championship-caliber offense. And so, you know, that adversity is going to be different. And C.J., the adversity is going to be different. Now, all of a sudden, you can add Derek Stingley Jr. to the mix. I mean, is Will Anderson going to be next, right? I mean, that's – so we'll see. We'll see how
I think Will and Aziz are good.
We'll see how – right? We'll see how they navigate this thing, man. It's just going to be it's a fascinating watch. Unfortunately, we're here, but it's going to be a fascinating watch just to see how they – because this is when you find out. It's easy to be a great head coach. And it's easy to call C.J. Stroud up there, after, you know, in the locker room every post game, put your arm around him when he's rookie of the year and he's leading the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions, and you know, he's a rookie. But now that you've gotten to know each other, right, the puppy love is over. And unfortunately, the season has been off to a rough start. We'll see how they handle it.
Yeah, text line coming in. I'm starting to think that Bobby wasn't the problem. D'Amico holds everyone accountable besides the person that he needs to, and it's Nick Caley. Why does he protect him so much? No, I think I said this yesterday. Like, there is some when you're 2-4 and you're struggling like this, and you can clearly see he does handle guys differently. He's doing that with Derek Stingley and Kamari Laster, and then when Aziz Alshire, where everyone can see, did something just stupid, he protected it and almost defended it. But then went a different way, as you said yesterday with CJ, and now this with Derek Stingley Jr.
When it comes to Nick Caley, there is an argument. When you watch the film, there's an argument that there are plays there, especially if you're of the mindset that D'Amico and Nick Caserio are of, hey, man, we were 1 or 2 plays away. If you're of that mindset and you don't look at it like, hey, man, that was just a piss-poor offensive outing, we got a lot of things that we got to be better at, they're literally viewing this thing as, man, we were 1 or 2 plays away. And if you view it through that lens, C.J. Stroud left 5 or 6 plays on the field.
Yeah.
And wasted several downs. And so I can see where D'Amico, again, if you're looking at it through the lens of we're 1 or 2 plays away, I can see where D'Amico for several weeks looks at it and goes, my quarterback's got to play better, right? In practice, you know, they bring this blitz and the tight end's wide open over the field and he throws it over the middle of the field. But in the game, all of a sudden he tries to take it out to Nico Collins. It's almost an interception. What are we doing? Like, I can see where.
Oh, I get that too.
But I'm not saying I agree with it. By the way, I'm not saying I agree with it. I, if you can't look at this offense and tell you've got major issues of not being able to get your playmakers the ball in easy, seamless fashion, you're way too stagnant, you're way too vanilla, the communication sucks, your quarterback's gun shy. Like, if you can't look at this offense and go, well, and from through a lens of something other than, man, we're close, like, that's the bigger problem. But I can see where you watch it and you protect
But there's a concern level when you're protecting some and you're not, and you're going different with other people.
I think that's
becoming a problem. Derek Stingley told you to hell with that. Well, that wasn't me.
That was the whole point of I don't know if it's earlier in this segment or last segment. That's the whole point. Was like I think D'Amico is failing in that department of handling what comes with this, right? But I do think there is there's an argument there that there's plays being left on the field consistently. Now, there's also an argument that the way you treated your quarterback in training camp is now we're watching unfold with happy feet and gun shy and seeing the rush. You didn't do him any favors in training camp either, D'Amico. So, I mean, there's several layers to this. How to flush it out, I don't know.
All right, D'Amico, as we clear, is on edge and – I found it very interesting how he addressed this upcoming homestand. We'll let you hear what he had to say, and I think we can kind of see why he's clearly on edge. That's next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.